There's a good chance you may have never heard of these two women artists, yet the work they created and the exhibit about them says a lot about the early settlers of the Northern Plains. We'll go there on this edition of The American Countryside.
It all starts with a seed. Wilcross Soybeans will work on your farm. Understanding the challenges of each changing year, Wilcross is working with you to deliver new products, new solutions, and new opportunities. With Roundup Ready 1, Roundup Ready 2, Liberty Link, and conventional seed options, we will help you find the product that fits the need of your farm. Product, good prices, good service. Wilcross Seed. You can visit us at wilcrossseed.com.
The Twin Cities of Fargo and Moorhead are a regional center for the arts on the Northern Plains. Marcus Krieger says one exhibit at the Yumcom Center traces that heritage to two early women artists. One is Annie Stein.
On the back of many of her paintings, she wrote the words, "Do not criticize this work too much, for God alone was my master."
The self-taught Stein was a painter and photographer born in 1872.
This exhibit talks a lot about what creative outlets were available to women during certain generations, and Annie Stein seemed to participate in most of those. She was a gardener, a poet, and a photographer and a painter.
The exhibit also chronicles the work of Orabel Thortvedt.
The Red River Valley is a very Norwegian place. The first large group of Norwegians that came to settle the frontier was led by Orabel's grandfather, Ola Thortvedt.
Thortvedt was born in 1896 and had some schooling in the arts.
She hit the big time in Minneapolis. In the 1930s, she became an animal portrait painter for high society, and then she came back home after her parents died, back home to the farm.
She even used the very earth for a canvas.
She would carve sculptures right into the banks of the Buffalo River by her house, or she would take that clay and mound it up, and she would make sculptures and put them all around the yard.
Orabel and her family detailed every facet of their life. In fact, the family history they authored covers 40 linear feet on the shelves of the library here. Traveling the countryside in Moorhead, Minnesota, I'm Andrew McCrae.